Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind you that through Sharing Change, they've contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes here in our community. Members round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month. You can do the same. Find out more at sharingchange.org. It always makes me feel weird when someone from MTE is in here when I say that, but that's good. From the CAC, Carista Colwell and Presley Hosford, and I'm going to let you both introduce your guest here this morning, but good morning to the two of you first.
Good morning.
Ladies first, as we know. So who wants to introduce our special guest?
Yeah, well, this is Chase Patterson. Woo!
How's it going, y'all?
Good. Chase, you are at Middle Tennessee Electric.
Yes, sir.
So what do you do there at MTE? I see you're wearing a lineman hat.
Yeah, I'm a lineman. I'm a journeyman lineman. I'm actually been chasing outages this morning a little bit, so just coming here and do a quick little bit with them on the Child Advocacy Center golf scramble that we put on.
So you actually climb the poles and do all that stuff?
I was actually just in Kansas City competing in our the International Lineman Rodeo, but I actually do our part of our rodeo team, so yeah. Climb poles regularly.
That's wild. Yep. Why would someone climb off the perfectly fine ground? But somebody's got to do it.
Better vantage up there, man. Closer to God.
Well, I guess that's true. That's true. And if I tried to climb, I would be definitely closer to God for sure. But how long have you done that?
I've been with Middle for 10 years now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you've been a lineman for that long?
I've been a lineman for going on a little over 4 years.
Okay.
So we go through kind of a training process, but become a lineman, yeah, it's kind of a trade thing. You know, go through school and apprenticeship and then become a lineman. So
I live close to the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, and sometimes I see that, you know, they're doing the competitions out there.
Shameless plug, we're hosting the rodeo next year at the it's on the avenue at the, is it Williamson Family Grove Farm?
Williamson Family Farm,
Yeah, that's where it's going to be at next year in May, right before Memorial Day weekend. So.
How about that? Now, is that the international event?
That's just the Tennessee Rodeo, and then the international rodeo is in October every year.
Okay.
Shameless plug. Sorry. That's not anything about.
Will you be climbing a pole?
I will be. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be competing.
We'll be there,
so
then.
For sure. Yep.
Do they ever grease the pole? No.
Yeah, no, I hope not.
Yeah, that would be pretty.
I don't need any help falling off. I've fell plenty of times. So.
It's just really interesting work, and we appreciate all the linemen, and, you know, gosh, we send help to the hurricane victims and
stuff
like that too. So I know it's been a tough time. That has to be just a monumental job to restore when there's everything wiped out.
Yeah, it's a blast. It's rewarding work. Some of the most fun work you can do is hurricane work when people are in the most, you know, desperate times of their lives and needs. So it's a lot of fun. Good stuff.
You know, you take it for granted, flip the switch and it's there, but you know, when it's not, it's like, what do we do?
Exactly. You know? You're right.
So, but anyway, glad to have you along with us. And how do you help out with the turkey tee off? Are you kind of on a board or something like that?
Yeah, I'm part of the committee. I've been doing it for almost 10 years now. We help, you know, get the golfers and get sponsorships. And obviously with the help of our ladies right here, we meet every week on Tuesday. We do a little Zoom call. We used to meet in person, and then COVID changed all that. We started doing Zoom call, what made it way more convenient. We, you know, talk all the issues that we need and, you know, give ourselves a budget, or not a budget, but a goal of money that we want to raise. And, man, this year we have crushed it. So,
oh, awesome.
And thanks to these girls and our committee. So we've done really good.
That's pretty cool. It's this weekend. So, we'll keep reminding you and give you all the details, about the turkey tee off and why it is important. Just quickly, you must be a golfer.
Yeah, not a good one. Obviously, I'm a lineman, so
that's understood.
Yeah,
what made you want to serve in this capacity?
The CAC used to be located beside my family's business, Patco Incorporated, right close to the DMV on Samsonite, and they came in one day asking for a sponsorship, and my uncle was, you know, Roger Patterson, jumped on the ball and wanted to, you know, be a sponsor. And then they had some committee spots, and they asked me and my brother if we wanted to be a part of it. And I had no idea what it was going to be. Sure, whatever. We were kind of like somebody had, you can tell me his name. I can't think of his name, who used to, who started this golf tournament, but, we kind of preceded him. He had done it for a while and then we kind of took it over. You know, you kind of start small, you know, we were maybe having like 19 teams, 20 teams. And then it's like, hey, let's have like full golf tournaments, you know, or scramble, you know, 36 teams or 30 teams. And this year we've got 36 teams for the first time ever. So we're pumped. Yeah.
Well, and it must be something about the work of the Child Advocacy Center that makes you want to work this hard to help raise money too.
For sure. Unfortunately, it's a necessary evil in our today's times. I mean, you know, you can get angry hearing some of the stories that, you know, that they have to deal with, especially these ladies and then our interviewers and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you're supporting a good cause. I mean, if you've got a good heart, I mean, you know, you're going to want to help, especially if you know what the CAC is all about. So, you know, I was presented opportunity. I've got a servant's heart. I'm obviously a lineman. I, you know, serve my community that way. And this is another way for me to, you know, serve a community in a, you know, CAC role, non-for-profit role.
So. Yeah, that's awesome. And Presley, it helps you do what you do. And it's been a couple of months, yes, by the way, since I've seen you. So good to see you.
I know. Good to see you too.
But yes, it helps you do your work in educating our community.
It really does, especially when we have people like Chase go out into the community and share our mission and the work we do at the CAC. And people learn, you know, we are seeing 2 to 5 children a day at our office, and how necessary it is that adults are educated with the proper knowledge and prevention skills to prevent those children from walking through our doors every day. And so we are so grateful for our committee members and those to, you know, speak on our behalf to folks we might not be able to reach ourselves.
Advocates of the Child Advocacy Center.
Yes,
you know, it's
exactly
good to have those, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Carista, it must be pretty rewarding when you've got, you know, a group of people that work so hard to help you in your job put on a big event like this.
I mean, it's 100%. I truly couldn't do my job without the help from our committee members. I mean, our development team of one can only go so far. So truly, this committee is the best, and having them speak on our behalf, advocate for our mission. And it's a lot of fun. These guys are so fun and welcoming and exciting. And just being a year in, I've seen such, you know, huge growth at our events, and I'm really excited about, you know, continuing to make them bigger.
So this is your second turkey tee off, though, isn't
second
it?
Second turkey tee off. Yeah, I had just barely started last year.
I think you were like 2 weeks old.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Literally. I was like, there's coffee. Yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah. Ask someone else, yeah, right? But now that you've gone through that, this event is pretty unique, and it always seems to have pretty decent weather. And I was it ever later in the year?
It used to be like December or like late November
with Santa.
Yeah, and I think.
I don't know why
it was way too cold, so they moved it up.
Yeah, so. I think that was
I think we changed that like about 5 years ago, because it was almost Thanksgiving every year, and it was just getting to the point where you couldn't really play golf, especially if you have a frost, you're going to have to wait till almost like 10 o'clock. So we're like, hey, we need to put this at like the very beginning of November if we're going to continue to call the turkey tee off, or move it to like the summer. But they have all these other events that they do. So we were like, hey, let's keep it at the very beginning of November. Hopefully we still get good weather.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be the case hopefully this weekend, and hopefully a little bit of rain before.
Yeah.
The forecast looks good, and temperatures in like the upper 60s, I think, for high. So it looks like it will be great weather. So you've got all of your teams, so all of that's done, right?
Yes.
And so what will the day look like on Saturday for the golfers? I mean, you start with breakfast and then golf and then lunch and all that, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be at Smyrna Golf Course again this year. We're very grateful. They're amazing hosts. And it is nice to get out of Murfreesboro, because we are the CAC of Rutherford County, but
right,
we do, you know, have our main office in Murfreesboro, so it's nice to get out there. So we'll be at Smyrna Golf Course, and the breakfast will start at 8:00. Whataburger is sponsoring, so we're gonna have some yummy chicken biscuits and coffee, and just kind of gather, get everyone checked in. Folks can check out the silent auction at that time. We have some great prizes from a bunch of community members and sponsors that have gifted them to us. And tee off will start right at 9:00. So Mayor Esther Reed will be speaking briefly. General Bill White. So we'll give a prayer, and then we'll tee off right at 9:00, and then they'll play, and we'll meet back for lunch provided by Slick Pig.
Awesome. Is Bill a good golfer?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. No idea. I don't think so, now that he's got a little more time on his hands.
Are any of us good golfers?
Well, I'm not sure what denotes a good golfer.
For sure.
So being at Smyrna, it's a great public course out there. So I think you did that last year there too,
we
right?
We did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And a pretty good successful event from there.
It went super smooth. And players will also have a chance to take a picture with the turkey, which I think is also a highlight of the day as well.
Maybe not for the turkey.
Not for the turkey, yes. But I think it's an awesome course, and we always love getting to drive around on the golf cart and just watch everyone play as well.
The two of you probably shouldn't have a license to drive a golf cart, I would think. No.
Way too fast, way too furious.
Yep, I can see that would be the case. So, talk about any of the sponsors that you want to talk about that help to make this a success, because we know with any event it takes sponsors, so you're raising money in this process. So talk any about that however you like.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to have Kenny Pipe as a presenting sponsor this year. Them, along with the folks at Patco, have been supporters of us for a long time, so we're thrilled to have that huge support. Also, our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric are a sponsor this year for the hole-in-one contest, and Smyrna Ready Mix, Redstone Federal Credit Union. I know those are our top four.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of folks sponsoring at the team level, Sessions Paving, the Patterson family. Oh, I'm really on the spot.
I see Bridgestone on your website.
Bridgestone, yes. Yeah. Bridgestone is another sponsor. I wish I had my spreadsheet in front of me. I'm in there every day, and now I'm blanking. But yeah, Smyrna Ready Mix, Bridgestone, Redstone, Hiller Heating, Plumbing, and Cooling.
This year's been big.
This
year's been, it's kind of been awesome. Honestly, it's been a blessing. Yeah. Especially having a presenting sponsor like Kenny Pipe. That's the first time we've ever had that. So, big shout out to them for, stepping up and doing that. Everybody working, y'all, and then my brother, TJ Patterson, Chase Fan, everybody else on this committee. I mean, everybody's worked hard and, to make this kind of come true.
Chase Fan works hard?
We'll say.
Well, that's awesome. And thanks to all the sponsors who help make the event possible. And so, Carista, if someone is listening and thinking, man, I missed the cutoff, I should have gotten a team in, there's always next year. So, about what time of the year should they start looking for, maybe the first information about it?
I would say around July, August. It's usually when registration's opening up. But honestly, I'm probably going to go ahead for the next calendar year, get all of our registration set up, so folks know that they want to get a team in or get a couple of teams in, just because we want to make sure we can accommodate as many folks as possible. I'll probably have that up by January, February.
Yeah. So if you were to expand again, it would have to be kind of an even number or something, wouldn't it?
That or it'd be a two-day tournament. I know Special Kids do two-day tournaments, or they have in the past. That's something that, if we see the numbers there, we will make it happen.
Well, that's good.
It would be 36 teams as a blessing, and that was a milestone. But if we did a two-day tournament, if we had enough time, in the fall, you could do two flighted tournaments. You could do a morning flight and then an afternoon flight, with multiple 36 sure. Actually, you could have more than that,
You still have that extra hour of daylight this Saturday,
for sure.
At least.
Yeah. So we could make it happen. But yeah, right now it's if you're on the outside looking in, get in early next year, jump on board, and we'd love to have you come play some golf.
And again, this helps to fund the Child Advocacy Center, and Presley, maybe just a word about that and the work of the CAC.
Yeah, so at the Child Advocacy Center, we work hand in hand with law enforcement, DCS, and our district's attorney's office to investigate and prosecute child abuse cases. So something we specialize in are forensic interviews for children who have been suspected of physical or sexual abuse. And our main mission is to provide safety, justice, and healing to these families who have experienced trauma. And just another huge thank you to everyone who has supported us for this golf tournament, because all the proceeds go towards the crisis intervention services we provide to children and families, and also the prevention work we do in the community.
And I guess you've been pretty busy with all that.
Oh, yes.
Darkness to light.
It has been a busy month for me, but I wouldn't have it any other way, especially at MTSU, working with the students, which I think is so important, because they're going to be our future workers and leaders, and working hand in hand with children and families. So I think it's awesome we're getting them prepared while they're in school to hit the work field.
Absolutely. Well, the turkey tee off is this Saturday, so those of you who've gotten signed up, I know you're ready to go for that, and don't miss out next year if you didn't get signed up. Chase, it was good to meet you.
Yes, sir. Nice meeting you, too.
Chase Patterson joining us. He is on the turkey tee off board, and Carista Colwell, Presley Hosford, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a very successful turkey tee off.
Thank you, sir.
And that is going to do it here for the show. I want to thank our guests for making their way in. Thank you for listening, and a reminder, if you missed part of our conversation today, you can go back and listen on the podcast. It'll be up shortly. WGNSradio.com podcast, then search for Rutherford Issues. You can hear the audio or even watch the conversation that we had here this morning. Have a great day, everybody. See you back next time.